AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
News, app. I'm Jim Ryan. Questions and criticism over the wildfires on Maui. The island's emergency services head has resigned over revelations that he didn't activate tsunami warnings as the flames spread. Captain Travis Dewater rescued people who jumped into the ocean to escape the fires.
It looked like a zombie apocalypse. Everything was on fire. Everybody was just covered in soot.
At least 111 people are confirmed dead. Canada is still dealing with about 1,000 wildfires of its own. The entire town of Yellowknife, 20,000 residents have been evacuated. And no more Monday news conference planned by former President Donald Trump related to his election interference indictment in Georgia.
The ex-president saying on social media that his lawyers would prefer putting this in formal legal filings. His team also likely to try to move the Georgia case to federal court.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Trump's lawyers also are trying to put off his trial in Washington over the January 6th attack until 2026. This is ABC News. In New York City, the ongoing struggle to find housing for migrants is reaching a crisis point. The city is asking the state if one option could be the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan.
This notorious federal jail closed back in 2021 after Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, and it closed because of security and infrastructure issues. The city suggested the jail be used as a shelter location in an August 9th letter to the state.
That's ABC's Janice Yu at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. There could be a new number one at the box office this weekend, says ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Blue Beetle is not only a DC Comic Books movie, it's a love letter to strong Latinas.
You always land on your feet, bro.
Angel Manuel Soto directs the film, which features DC's first Latino superhero. And Soto says he wanted the film to shine a spotlight on his ancestors, the women in particular.
They're tougher than I can ever be, and we wanted to honor that.
Blue Beetle might take Barbie out of the top spot at the box office this weekend.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory.
A crash in Polk County killed two people yesterday morning on Highway 8 about 6 miles north of Amory at 114th Street. Two vehicles crashed head-on when a car going east crossed over the center line and hit a truck going west. The drivers of both vehicles died at the scene. There were no passengers in either vehicle. The number of people killed on Polk County roadways is now 8 this year, according to the sheriff's office. A man is dead after running a stop sign and crashing into a semi-truck in St. Croix County Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Junior Carranza Guerra of Clear Lake was driving west on 200th Avenue when he didn't stop going onto Highway 63, where a northbound semi crashed into him. The man died at the scene. The driver of the semi was not hurt. It's the sixth death on St. Croix County roadways this year. And the high school football season got underway last night. Baldwin Woodville defeated Kewaskum 54-21. Menominee downed Rice Lake 21-12, while Glenwood City upended Oliva Strom 47-6.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey! Hey, this is Petty Pitcher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
After 9 o'clock, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Friday morning. 57 degrees in Eau Claire right now, and it's 58 degrees in Richland Center. And it seems like today there are a lot of stories. A lot of the top stories are about the environment and about things going on in the environment, the issue of climate change and how it's affecting some of these extreme weather events. And also, one thing we should discuss is water and the importance of clean water and the fact that some waterways have been abused by companies trying to make money. I have a story here from the Shepherd Express, Milwaukee's alternative news source, that has a headline. It says, Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin allocates $4.3 million to address water challenges. And this was posted day before yesterday, August 16th in the afternoon. It says here, the Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin has announced the allocation of over $4.3 million in funding for a series of projects aimed at tackling Wisconsin's pressing water issues. These initiatives will not only advance research and training opportunities for high school and undergraduate students, but also offer solutions to the state's critical water concerns. This multi-million dollar investment will encompass 22 diverse projects, each strategically designed to confront challenges such as the emergence of contaminants like the PFAS and issues relating to agricultural water management, including phosphorus pollution. These problems have significantly impacted Wisconsin's water quality and have spurred urgent action. UW System President Jay Rothman expressed his optimism for the outcomes of this collaborative endeavor, saying, "The collaboration of our public universities to protect and preserve Wisconsin's fresh water will pay dividends for every Wisconsinite for generations." Rothman emphasized the power of uniting resources and expertise from the 13 universities within the UW system to address the state's water-related issues. He said, "I'm very proud of the work of our students, faculty, and staff on this important initiative. The funding will be instrumental in supporting the expansion of summer research programs, enabling both local and national students to engage in freshwater research at UW system campuses. High school students will also benefit from summer programs tailored to educate them about potential careers in the water industry. Moreover, university-led research projects will play a pivotal role in meeting the needs of both communities and government agencies for water quality monitoring. Many of these projects will specifically target phosphorus pollution and PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals. These substances found in everyday products have been linked to significant health issues in humans and have been detected at alarming levels in drinking water across the state." Marissa Jablonski, executive director for the Freshwater Collaborative, highlighted the interconnectivity of the projects as a standout feature of this funding round. "The most exciting thing about this latest round of funding is seeing how programs are becoming more interconnected," said Jablonski. She cited examples of high school students participating in summer camps in western Wisconsin, engaging with undergraduate students and faculty working on various Freshwater Collaborative funded projects statewide. "We can really see how these connections are building a pipeline from high school to college to jobs in freshwater in Wisconsin," she concluded. "This funding initiative is a crucial component of a larger statewide effort endorsed by the Wisconsin State Legislature and Governor Tony Evers." And the initiative aims to confront Wisconsin's significant water challenges head-on while fostering curriculum development, research opportunities, career growth, and practical training experiences for students with an interest in water-related disciplines across the 13 UW universities. Details of the funded projects can be found on the Freshwater Collaborative website. So that sounds like good news, right? A lot of positive things in that story. The students working on these issues concerning fresh water in our state, which is obviously important, not only if you drink water, but also if you enjoy many of the water-related activities in our state, such as boating or fishing or just swimming in the waters, right? We want the waters to be clean. Hey, we got 9:14 right now. The next story that I want to get to, and by the way, if you want to join us on the phone, feel free. If you have an opinion on anything, you can call us at 715-388-7155. Be interested to hear what you have to say. And we keep discussing these wildfires in Canada, right? The smoke that we see over Wisconsin, much of Wisconsin today, we'll see haze and smoke from those wildfires. But we don't hear too much exactly about what's going on the ground. At least I don't. You know, I'm wondering Where are these fires? How big are they? How many are they? Why haven't they been put out? They've been going on for a few months now. Well, I have a story here from Reuters that might explain a little bit of this issue. This was posted this morning. It says Western Canada fires spark new evacuations as firefighters race flames in Yellowknife. Okay, so these fires are in Western Canada. I'll give you a little bit of the story before we go to our next break. It says a massive wildfire in Canada's Western province of British Columbia prompted more evacuation orders early on Friday, that's today, as firefighters race against advancing flames to move all residents from the remote northern city of Yellowknife to safety. A state of emergency was declared in Kelowna early Friday, a city about a four-hour drive from Vancouver with a population of about 150,000 people. Residents under evacuation alert are advised to be ready to leave their home at a moment's notice, the city of Kelowna said in a statement early on Friday, adding, people should prepare to be away from their home for an extended period of time. The evacuation orders were issued after wildfires that were discovered on Tuesday jumped Lake Okanagan, sparking spot wildfires in Kelowna. In Yellowknife, the capital city of Northwest Territories, fire crews and water bombers are trying to save the city of about 20,000 people from a massive wildfire that has forced an evacuation order for the entire population. Some 10 evacuation planes ferried about 1,500 people out of the city on Thursday, and about 22 flights are due out on Friday, while scores of people left via road, authorities said. So you can see it sounds like this whole town is being evacuated because of the wildfires that are heading right for the town. Images showed snaking queues of hundreds of people waiting to sign up for evacuation flights while fires burned either side of the only highway out of the city. Wow, sounds like it could be similar to what happened in Hawaii, right? Here's a quote. It said, nobody envisioned an event of this scale. It's still really stressful. There are a lot of people still left in Yellowknife that are freaking out, said resident Tebia Tiansi, who was evacuated to Edmonton, Alberta. The massive fire to the northwest of Yellowknife only advanced by around 1 kilometer on Thursday, officials said, held back by winds. It's now about 15 kilometers away from the city, and authorities expect the fires to reach the outskirts of Yellowknife by the weekend. We're heading into a critical couple of days in management of this wildfire, Mike Westwick, the fire information officer for Yellowknife, told reporters on Thursday. Yeah, crazy stuff. Wildfires, floods, all kinds of extreme weather events. Yeah, what's going on? Hard to say. Hey, if you want to give us a call, feel free. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Going to take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Park. Cousin of mine is going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do. Out of all the changes that you put me through, used all my money in my cigarettes, and I haven't seen how to have.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 63. High of 91 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 79 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Nice, doesn't it? 24 minutes after 9 o'clock, music from Michaela Davis. And I understand she's out on tour right now, maybe coming to a city near you. And we've got, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. I've got some updated temperatures here for you. 60 degrees right now in Amory, 59 degrees in Hayward. Looking for highs today around 80 degrees in most areas. Keep in mind, we have that air quality alert going on until Monday morning. If you want to check your air quality, you can go to airnow.gov. And speaking of air quality, most areas in western Wisconsin, we'll see some of that haze today from the wildfires in Canada. And just before the break, we were going over a story from Reuters about these wildfires, which are way up in northwest Canada, in the Northwest Territories. And there's just a little bit more to the story that I'd like to give you. Right before we took the break, I had a quote from Mike Westwick, the fire information officer for a town called Yellowknife. He told reporters yesterday that we're heading into a critical couple of days in management of this wildfire, a huge wildfire up there. He said, those are winds that will trend both of those fires in directions that we don't want. In other words, toward the towns that we were discussing, one town called Yellowknife. And he said, I should mention that the expanse of fire risk and disruption to life and land underscores the severity of the worst on record Canadian wildfire season this year, with more than 1,000 active fires burning across the country, including 265 in the Northwest Territories. So this is the worst on record Canadian wildfire season. It's this year. Everything weather-wise seems to be at extremes, right? It's the worst. It's the worst on record, the hottest. The hottest on record, July this past month was the hottest July ever. June was the hottest June ever. It's time that we make some changes when it comes to what we're doing to affect climate change. I'll get back to the story from Reuters. The very next paragraph says, experts say climate change has exacerbated the wildfire problem. Drought has been a contributing factor to the number and intensity of this year's fires, officials say, with high temperatures exacerbating the situation. Much of Canada has seen abnormally dry conditions. Around 65% of the Northwest Territories' 46,000 population look set to be evacuated. So almost two-thirds of the people will have to be evacuated from that territory. Extreme conditions. Let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Some lights up the hill beside it. Tonight the moon's so bright you could drive with your headlights out. Cause a little bit of summer's what the whole year's all about. You look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine. We can watch that waterline get higher and higher. Say, say, say.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Questions and criticism over the emergency response to the wildfires in Maui. Hawaii's governor is gearing up for a statewide address. There are now 111 confirmed fatalities.
One of the things that we keep hearing from people here and is getting louder is, where is FEMA? Yes, they're doing the incredible work in the burn zone of looking for human remains, but outside of that, we've seen no FEMA tents around the island offering aid and emergency funding to buy food and pay rent. People say that they're doing it all on their own, helping each other, while landlords are still demanding that rent. But the people here are saying, outside of the FEMA search teams, and they thank them for that work, where is all of the assistance that the White House says is here?
That's ABC's Alex Stone on Maui. Canada is still dealing with about 1,000 wildfires. The entire town of Yellowknife, 20,000 residents, is under an evacuation order. Hurricane Hilary is now a Category 4 storm off Mexico. Forecasters say it is not expected to make landfall in Southern California. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory.
A crash in Polk County killed two people yesterday morning on Highway 8 about 6 miles north of Amory at 114th Street. Two vehicles crashed head-on when a car going east crossed over the center line and hit a truck going west. The drivers of both vehicles died at the scene. There were no passengers in either vehicle. The number of people killed on Polk County roadways is now 8 this year, according to the sheriff's office. A man is dead after running a stop sign and crashing into a semi-truck in St. Croix County Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Junior Carranza Guerra of Clear Lake was driving west on 200th Avenue when he didn't stop going onto Highway 63, where a northbound semi crashed into him. The man died at the scene. The driver of the semi was not hurt. It's the sixth death on St. Croix County roadways this year. And the high school football season got underway last night. Baldwin Woodville defeated Kewaskum 54-21. Menominee downed Rice Lake 21-12, while Glenwood City upended Oliva Strum 47-6.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but they offer my blue. Knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes and don't. for my blue suede shoes. Rock!
Yeah, rock! Go, Cat, go!
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:34 and a half right now. And some updated temperatures. It is 64 degrees right now in La Crosse and 61 degrees in Richland Center. And we've been discussing extremes, extreme weather conditions. And I just came across a story in U.S. News and World Report that kind of summarizes things here, what we've been discussing. The headline says, U.S. racks up billion-dollar disasters during summer of extremes. That's what they're calling it, summer of extremes. That's where we're at. The first 7 months of 2023 saw the most billion-dollar disasters on record for the time period. And that doesn't even count the Hawaii wildfires yet. This piece was posted yesterday at usnews.com. Says it has been a summer of extremes in the U.S. with wildfires, heat, smoke, floods, and tornadoes, and it's not over yet. And of course, earlier we were discussing that hurricane that's bound for Southern California. And the story from U.S. News goes on and says, in fact, 2023 has already seen the highest number of so-called billion-dollar disasters ever recorded in the first 7 months of the year, according to government officials, setting it up to likely take the top spot from 2020, when 22 billion-dollar events were recorded. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration document the weather and climate disasters with damages that reach or exceed $1 billion. By the end of July, the U.S. saw 15 separate billion-dollar disasters. However, the agency is already assessing several more events since the start of August, including droughts, floods, severe storms, and the wildfires in Hawaii, where the death toll has surpassed 100, with more than 1,000 people still missing. Here's a quote. It says, this year there's a reasonable expectation that 2023 could challenge or even surpass the record of 22 events just with the data we already have so far this year. Adam Smith, who analyzes the disasters for NOAA, said on a call with reporters on Thursday, yesterday, the total cost of the events so far this year is more than $39.7 billion, according to NOAA. The events have resulted in 113 direct and indirect fatalities, which does not yet include deaths from the Hawaii wildfires, so that number will at least double. There's a quote here that says, this has been the summer of extremes, said Sarah Kapnick, a chief scientist at NOAA. The billion-dollar disaster list for 2023 so far includes one flooding event, 13 severe storms, and a winter storm. Here's a list. In June, we had hailstorms in the Rockies. In January through March, there was flooding in California. In May, tornadoes and hailstorms in the central and eastern part of the United States. In June, there was central and southern severe weather. Central severe weather in April, southern severe weather in April, Texas hailstorms in May, and these are each over $1 billion. Central and eastern severe weather in April, southern severe weather in June, March through April, there was a tornado outbreak in the central U.S. In April, there was more severe weather in the central and southern portions of the United States. Back in February, there was a winter storm in the Northeast, more than $1 billion. In May, there was severe weather in the central portion of the United States. And in March, more severe. Actually, there were two different $1 billion events in March of severe weather in the south
and eastern portions of the United States. So altogether, almost $40 billion so far, not including the Hawaii wildfire. The story from U.S. News goes on and says, notably, the smoky skies that clouded much of the East Coast and led to air quality alerts across massive swaths of the country from Canada's wildfires are not included on the billion-dollar disaster events. Wildfire smoke is an active area of research to integrate the economic valuation of that on top of physical damage of wildfires, Smith said. But historically, wildfire smoke has not been a part of the wildfire impact calculations. Yet we know it has economic impacts, right? Many of us had to change our plans and even take days off of work back when the wildfires were at their peak. And it looks like they're starting to get bad again. Many businesses had to close down in some parts of the United States because they couldn't continue working and put their workers at risk. Some places had machinery that may be at risk. I'll get back to the story. It says scientists warn that many extreme weather events are fueled by climate change and will likely only increase in the future. The extreme events that we're experiencing around the world and that we have seen this past summer, the probabilities of many of them and the magnitudes of them are increasing due to climate change and due to the increase in greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, Kapnick said. We will continue to see many other types of extremes, particularly heat. Extreme precipitation events will increase in probability and magnitude with every additional ton carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere. Does that make you want to change your behavior? How much carbon dioxide you're putting out into the atmosphere? Man, sounds like we're at that point where we got to do something quick. So let's move on to a different topic. I have a story here from the Wisconsin State Journal. Talks about drinking alcohol and cancer patients. The headline, this is at Madison.com, Wisconsin State Journal. It says, most cancer patients drink despite significant risks, says a new study involving a UW doctor. And I tell you, if you have cancer and you're dealing with that, you might say, well, I need a drink just to deal with the whole thing. But evidently, that may not be a good idea. The story says most people who have had cancer drink, including some at high levels during treatment, says a study involving a UW Health cancer doctor. Even though alcohol increases the risk of some types of cancer and can make treatment for any cancer riskier and less effective, surveys suggest most Americans don't know drinking is a risk factor for cancer, and researchers were surprised that some patients reported drinking a lot during treatment, signs that more awareness about the topic is needed, they said. Of about 15,200 people in a large national research project who had been diagnosed with cancer at some point, 78% said they drank at least some alcohol within the past year, the study found. Of them, 13% said they drank more than moderately, 24% reported binge drinking, 38% engaged in hazardous drinking. Among more than 1,800 people who had undergone surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation within the past year, the levels of drinking were essentially the same, putting them at risk for poor treatment outcomes and recurrences. Oncologists need to talk to cancer patients about drinking less, and Americans need to learn more about the link between alcohol and cancer, the researchers said. Nobody is out here saying we want everyone to be abstinent, said Dr. Noel Lacante, a UW Health oncologist and an author of the study published last week in the journal JAMA Network Open. other authors were from Washington University in St. Louis, were saying alcohol is not health food, Leconte said. Know what the risk is. Know what the possibilities are. And then make your decisions. Heavy drinking greatly increases the risk of liver, voice box, and head, neck, and throat cancers, said a 2017 report by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, for which Leconte was the lead author. Moderate drinking, up to one drink a day for women and two for men, carries a 23% increased risk of breast cancer, 17% increased risk of colon cancer, the report said. Overall, about 3.5% of the 600,000 annual cancer deaths in the U.S. are alcohol-related, the report said. The new study was one of the first to quantify how much people who have had cancer or are undergoing treatment drink. It relied on surveys and other data from participants in the National Institute of Health's All of Us research program. Given that alcohol can increase the risk of cancer recurrences, the American Cancer Society says the estimated 18 million cancer survivors in the U.S. should avoid drinking or drink only moderately. Leconte said she is particularly concerned about cancer patients who drink heavily, especially during treatment. Alcohol can interact with chemo drugs and complicate surgery or radiation by impeding anesthesia and wound healing, studies have found. High-risk alcohol use also contributes to malnutrition, thinning of the bones, falls, and other aspects of overall wellness that are especially important for cancer survivors, Leconte said. With alcohol use on the rise in recent years, especially among women, and since the COVID-19 pandemic, we're very worried that's a sign that in 10 or 15 years, we're going to see a lot more of these cancers, she said. She called for policy changes outlined in the 2017 report, such as increasing alcohol taxes, enhancing enforcement of laws banning sales to minors, and eliminating pink washing. Companies use pink ribbons, or the color pink associated with breast cancer awareness, to boost alcohol sales. Kind of ironic, huh? 9:47 right now. Going to take a break. It's a quick one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with reporters babble Trump, Kevin Kraft. Look at that, no plane. Fine, then, overflow. Population common, boom, what it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World, serve its own needs. Listen to your heart, bleed. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic. Slam, fight, bright, light, feeling. Pretty sight. It's the end of the world.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 79. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 91. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 62.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You say you don't want me, you don't want me hanging around, running around telling people you're gonna put me down. But I tell you, I ain't no fool, know about the golden rule. When you stay out all night, won't come into the light. When I ask you where you been, you wanna fuss and fight.
Guitar from Little Ed. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. Golden Rule is the name of that song. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. At 9:52, almost 9:53 right now. And the story that I want to get to for this final segment of the program today is, again, about alcohol. We just had that story about alcohol and its effects on cancer patients, and the fact that many cancer patients drink as much or more as cancer patients than they were drinking before they got the cancer. Well, here's a new story updated an hour ago from USA Today with a headline that says middle-aged U.S. adults binge drinking and using marijuana at record levels, according to a new study. Okay. Middle-aged adults binge drinking, vaping, marijuana use, and hallucinogen consumption reached an all-time high among adults in the U.S. last year, reflecting a significant upward trajectory
in substance use in recent years, a new study shows. New research from the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future, or MTF panel, revealed that middle-aged adults ages 35 to 50 are using marijuana and hallucinogens at record levels. Binge drinking had spiked to the highest prevalence ever recorded for this age group, panel study reported on Thursday, yesterday. For younger adults, ages 19 to 30, marijuana use and nicotine vaping saw a sharp increase in the past 5 years, climbing to their highest levels ever seen. Substance use is not limited to teens and young adults, and these data help us understand how people use drugs across the lifespan, Dr. Nora Volko, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said in a news release. The MTF panel study, in an annual survey that analyzes substance use behaviors and attitudes in adults ages 19 to 60. Funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the survey collects data from a sample of about 28,500 participants nationwide each year. The survey data, which researchers divided into two age groups to analyze trends, was collected from April to October of last year. The value of surveys such as MTF is to show us how drug use trends evolve over decades and across development from adolescence through adulthood. Megan Patrick, research professor and principal investigator of the MTF panel study, said in a news release, "Behaviors and public perception of drug use can shift rapidly based on drug availability and other factors," she said. Regarding marijuana and hallucinogens use, binge drinking, and vaping, the study also found that about 44% of young adults reporting using marijuana in the past year. That's an increase from 28% about a decade ago. Daily marijuana use reached its highest level in the age group, nearly doubling from 10 years ago, with more than 1 in 10 using cannabis almost every day. For adults ages 35 to 50, marijuana use more than doubled compared with 10 years ago, with 28% now reporting having used the drug. Young and middle-aged adults, actually it says young and middle-aged adult groups, used hallucinogens such as LSD, MDMA, mescaline, peyote, mushrooms or psilocybin, and PCP at a significantly higher rate compared with 10 years ago. Among adults ages 19 to 30, among adults ages 19 to 30, 8% reported use of hallucinogens in the past year, and 4% of adults 35 to 50 years old reported use. Nicotine vaping among young adults nearly doubled over the past 5 years, from 14% in 2017 when the measure was first added to the survey, to now 24% in 2022. Also, binge drinking for the middle-aged group had reached its highest levels in 2022, 29% compared with 25% in 2017, 23% in 2012. And last, almost 30% of middle-aged adults reporting having five or more consecutive drinks the past 2 weeks. So people are drinking more, they're smoking more pot, and they're using psychedelic drugs more than ever. Leave you with that to send you off to your weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back Monday morning, 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News
Media
time,
app.
I'm Jim Ryan.